Pope Benedict XVI has prayed for dialogue and reconciliation in the world this Christmas. In the Holy Land, in Somalia, Ivory Coast and Sudan, between North and South Korea, the Holy Father has prayed for an end to the suffering of the people of Haiti and respect for human rights in Afghanistan and Pakistan. He also had a very special thought for Iraqi Catholics, that their suffering be eased and that they may not lose heart, as well as for the people of China, for restrictions on their freedom of religion and conscience. These are just some of Pope Benedict's wishes this Christmas, expressed in the Urbi et Orbi message to the city of Rome and to the world. Fifty 50,000 people crowded St. Peter's Square, transforming it into a tapestry of brightly coloured umbrellas under a steely grey sky. They sung Christmas carols and held aloft their flags from Mexico and Poland, from Spain, Australia, the Philippines, and the United States of America. Then at noon, the red velvet drapes of St. Peter's central balcony parted, and to tremendous applause, the Pontifical Gendarme Band struck up the anthem of Vatican City State as Pope Benedict appeared. He began, as is tradition.
Verbum caro factum est, il verbo si fece carne.
The word became flesh. To this unfathomable mystery, he said, there is only one answer, love. Children seek it with their questions. Young people seek it in their eagerness to discover the deepest meaning of their life. Adults seek it in order to guide and sustain their commitments in the family and workplace. The elderly seek it in order to grant completion to their earthly existence.
La luce del Natale risplenda nuovamente in quella terra dove Gesù è nato.
Then he prayed that the light of Christmas shine forth in the land where Jesus was born and inspire Israeli and Palestinians to strive for a just and peaceful coexistence.
In Iraq,
that the light of Christmas comfort, ease the pain and bring consolation amid their trials to the beloved Christian communities in Iraq.
Cioè venga anche in favore di coloro che ad Haiti.
That it may also be a source of comfort for those in Haiti who still suffer in the aftermath of the devastating earthquake and recent cholera epidemic. That the birth of the Savior may open horizons of lasting peace and authentic progress for the peoples of Somalia, Darfur and Ivory Coast. That it may advance reconciliation and peace on the Korean Peninsula.
Favorisca la riconciliazione nella penisola coreana.
Pope Benedict also prayed that the birth of the Saviour strengthen the spirit of faith, patience and courage of the faithful of the Church in mainland China, that they may not lose heart through the limitations imposed on their freedom of religion and conscience.
Buon Natale a tutti!
At the end of his message, the Holy Father sent a Christmas greeting across the world via television and radio, greeting people in over 60 languages, including Russian, Arabic, Chinese, Tagalog, Irish, and of course, English.
May the birth of the Prince of Peace remind the world where his true happiness lies, and may your hearts be filled with hope and joy, for the Savior has been born for us.
The prayer for peace was at the heart of celebrations Christmas Eve. During midnight mass, the calendar or Christmas proclamation was sung and prayers were said for respect of human dignity from conception to natural death and for political leaders so they may operate in favour of a peaceful coexistence between peoples. Earlier in the afternoon, the Pope appeared at the window of his study to bless the nativity scene in St. Peter's Square. With more than 10,000 people gathered at the Christmas Mass, Pope Benedict spoke of that night in Bethlehem, when the infinite distance between God and man is overcome. Part of this journey is simply joy at God's closeness, he said. But this joy is also a prayer. Lord, make your promise come fully true. Break the rods of the oppressors. Fulfill the prophecy that of peace there will be no end. I'm Emer McCarthy.